One of the dissidents released today is Mia A. He'd been serving a 65-year jail sentence for speaking out against the Burmese government. His 23-year-old daughter is Y Nin. She left Myanmar in 2006 because her father's activism made it impossible for her to continue her studies there. She lives in London now, where she's a pro-democracy activist herself. Y Nin says when she first heard that her dad might be released, she didn't believe it.
I can say I'm still in shock. You know, I'm really, really happy that he's released because until, well, yesterday when I heard the news about the amnesty, I didn't really want to keep my hope high. So until last night, I didn't really think that this would happen. So I had to ask my mom for 3 or 4 times to make sure that this is true and he is released. And when I got to talk to him, it's just over the moon. I'm very excited about it. Yes.
So you spoke with him. That means he's already out of prison.
Yes, I spoke to him this morning briefly just to see how he is. And it's been 4 years that we haven't spoken to each other. So,
wow. So tell me the scene. Was he able to describe for you what the scene was when he was released from the jail? Were there other political dissidents that walked out with him?
Yes, there were other 88 Generations group members with him. So there were lots of supporters and also lots of people waiting for them outside the prison. And typically my father, when I talked to him, he said, oh, you know, I'm very happy, but still we need to remember those political activists who still remain in prison and we still need to do something about them. That's what he told me.
Right. Well, one thing that's always shadowed political dissidents in Burma is that often when they're released, they get arrested again. Is that a concern for you?
Yes, because now people say that, oh, you know, this things are changing and moving gradually. I agree with that. But change doesn't necessarily mean that it's reform because, you know, the laws which put my father and his friends in prison still remain in place. So, you know, if my father speak out critically against the government, then the military-backed government can put him back in prison anytime.
So when you were growing up in Burma, I mean, what was it like living in the home of a dissident? And was it always kind of a sense of paranoia lurking?
This is not the first time he was arrested. I mean, he was arrested in 1989 for his role as a prominent student leader in 88 Uprising. So I was 5 months old when he was arrested. So I didn't know whether I had a father or not. So my mother, you know, had to show me the photograph and say, this is your father. So I grew up learning that I had a father through photograph. The first time I saw him, it was in prison when I was 4 years old. So even when he was released, there was a paranoia that, oh, you know, the regime will take my father away again because he kept continuing his activities. So there was always a fear inside me that, oh, you know, there will be knock on the door and they will take my father away. So it's like every morning I had to check whether my father is still there or not. That was my childhood. That's what I remember.
Y Nin, when will you get to see your father? When will you get to hug him?
I don't know because, as you know, I'm very, you know, I've spoken about the situation in Burma and I don't know whether it's safe for me to go back or not. And I know my father very well if he wants me to continue my activity. So, of course, I'm very jealous with the fact that all my family can see him and, you know, having a meal with him and not me. And I wish I was there.
Y Nin is the daughter of Mia A, one of the Burmese dissidents who was released from jail today in Burma. Y, we hope you get to see your father soon. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you very much.